Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Here's what Napoleon Hill said. Napoleon Hill wrote the book, Think and Grow Rich. Here's what he said. He said, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. The mind. I think, yeah, I'm rich. And I've been thinking that a long time, yeah, but I'm not rich. The mind consists of your mind, will, and emotions, your soul. Your soulish realm is talking to there. The soulish realm is where your subconscious is. And if I've got a program in there that I'm not going to make it, I'm not even aware I have that program, I can't achieve it. So I've got to get a reprogram. I want to reboot. Because you know there are viruses that get in people's computers. How many of you ever had a virus in your computer? All of a sudden, bang, you got a virus here. Now your computer's acting up, but you can't operate it the right way. So you have to get an antivirus. Amen? And then it takes care of the virus, and then the computer can operate the way it was designed to operate. Well, we have a blueprint in heaven that God says you were fearfully and wonderfully made. But the curse came and brought all the problems with it. And now Jesus came and broke that curse over my life, but I still haven't got that change taking place. Now, we've got to grant some leeway to the people we were brought up with. Our parents, my parents didn't know and learn as much as we know and learn today. They didn't have technology to study anything out. We got more technology. They can brain scan. I mean, the brain scans that they can do today, and they can tell you what's going on in a person's brain and where your what your frontal lobe does. And you, I mean, it's just an amazing thing. They didn't have it back then. So I've got to get off the position and out of the place of blaming my parents for my lack of success. Because if I'm blaming my parents for my lack of success, I'm once again living in the past. Which means I'm not in the now. Which means I can't go to the future. Amen. I know this is deep, but it's good for you. Amen. You're deep sheep. Now, neuroscientists say this. This is proven by scientists and neurosurgeons and all these smart people. The subconscious mind controls 90 to 90% of our life and how we live, and up to 95% of our choices stem from what's being programmed into our subconscious mind. This is what the scientists and the world are saying now, that they can study out the brain and the mind, and you can monitor people. They're monitoring people. That's why God says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So in my subconscious, whatever's programmed in there, I'm living out here. So the only way I know that I've got a virus is if I'm always sick, I'm always broke, I'm always miserable, I'm always depressed. There's a virus. And I need to get an antivirus. Someone said this. We need to become sun conscious and reprogram our subconscious with the Word of God. The Word of God is like an antivirus cleaner. It'll come in if you get it in, and you get it in properly, which we're going to talk about in the last lesson on this. If we can get it in properly, and you can start seeing, that's why we say I am who he said I am. Not who you said, not who my principal said, or my parents, or my pastor. Who he said I am, I am. I can do what he said I can do. Not what you say, not what the economy says. I am what he says, not what the psychiatrist says. I am who God said. So when I can get the Word of God so much into my life that it now becomes the program I'm operating from, I will walk in every form of victory. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you now. So we are, listen, we are attracting to ourselves what we believe. What we believe is true. Not necessarily what actually is true, but what I'm believing to be true. See, I can be believing a lie from a program. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can't harm me. What a lie from the pit of hell. What I believe to be true, my theology, my deep-seated theology, my beliefs, my downloaded programs, if I believe that sickness is part of everyday life, I'm believing a lie and I'm going to live the lie. Now, we get programmed by experience as well, and there's an emotional attachment to the program. There's something that's so emotional that it shoop, and it manages to get in. And also repetitiveness gets that thing in. And we're going to reverse engineer what's wrong in us. Amen. Listen, this is the word of God. This is God. God said what you think in your heart, you're going to live out of you in your life. He told us, he said in Proverbs 4:23, he said, guard your heart with all diligence. Because why? Out of your heart flows your issues of your life. God's told us all these things. These scientists are now getting onto this and say, wow, look what we've discovered. God knew all along. He created us. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? And that's why it warns us. Look at it. You can see it. Proverbs 23:7. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. In behavior, one who manipulates. That's the Amplified translation. Amen? We have got so many beliefs in our subconscious. And we're living those things out on a daily basis. And listen, our subconscious is on a quest to bring those beliefs and programs into your life. Because remember we said your subconscious doesn't know the difference between good and bad, right and wrong. All it knows is whatever's programmed in here, like a computer, whatever you've programmed it with, it's going to produce out. So if I've got a program of sickness and brokenness and bad friends and all kinds of fears in there, I am going to live this out over here. Can you say amen? So the subconscious doesn't know the difference. It sees broke. You're always broke. You need to stay broke because you want to be broke. That's what's programmed. That's what it goes for. I'm just saying, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Amen? Thoughts become things. You see, and it's kind of a vicious cycle because the Bible says death and life is in the power of your tongue, Proverbs 18:21. Death and life is in the power of whose tongue? My boss, my wife, the economy, the president? No. Death and life is in the power of my own tongue. Is that correct? And those that love it will eat the fruit thereof. In other words, if you speak death, you will reap death. If you speak life, you will reap life, providing it lines up with this, the belief in your heart. Amen. Now, it's better to speak life than death and try to change the program. That's why positive thinking isn't good enough. If you take a weed and you cut it off, what's going to happen? It'll just come back. Is that correct? It hasn't gone to the root of the issue. So positive thinking is better than negative thinking, but it's not enough. It doesn't go deep enough to the roots to change what's being put inside of me through upbringing, growing up, friends, family, people, communities, and things, events. Amen. And so God tells us, we saw in Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Why does God warn us like that? Why would God warn you? If he says, guard your heart, above all things, above everything else, guard your heart. This is the word of God. Am I reading the word of God? How many of you have a Bible? Does your Bible say what I'm telling you? So he says, guard your heart above all else. Or above all things, guard your heart. Why? Because it determines the course of your life. So obviously the heart, which we've discovered, as I said, is the subconscious, is directing my life. But I want God to direct my life with God's word inside of me. Now, it might have taken you 50 years or 30 years or 20 years to get the wrong programming. And we expect to change it in 1 second. God can do that through the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Ghost. But generally, we've got to have our own faith. Amen? And walk by faith. Can you say amen? He tells us that because, he says, guard your own heart with all diligence, because out of it, your heart, come the issues of your life. Because, he warned us, because we attract what we believe to ourselves. It's called the law of attraction. It's a spiritual law. It's a law that is out there. It attracts what you don't want, or it attracts what you want. Either way, it doesn't matter. Whatever's programmed there, it's going to get. That's why in this book, Napoleon Hill, think and grow rich. Think and grow rich. He's telling you there's something about the soulish realm where we think. Your mind, your will, and your emotions. So you can see the law of attraction. It'll attract whatever's in you. Now, we wanted to have good stuff in you, godly stuff in you, so that we attract godly things. I mean, how many of you can remember how many times you're on the verge of making something work in your life and it fizzles out? How many times can you remember, wow, I got money this month, then I got extra, and then it just happens every month, year in, year out. You're in, you're out. There's a certain kind of person that drives you nuts. You love that person, drives you nuts, you marry them, you get divorced. More than once, more than twice, more than... Listen, it's a program. It's a program. Why would you marry the same person the third time? There's something in you that is attracted to that person and drawing that person into your life. It's like a woman, she walked into a bar and she saw a guy sitting there, good-looking guy with a tie and a suit. She looked at him and she said to him, you remind me of my sixth husband. He looked at her and said, how many have you had? She grabbed him by the tie, pulled him and said, five. We will... So the law of attraction, listen, this is not philosophy, this is physics. Physics deals and is a study of matter and energy in space and time and how they are related to each other. That's what physics is. Physics is a study of matter and energy in space and time and how they are related to each other. Philosophy is a study of nature, knowledge, and existence. This is not philosophy. This is physics. And all of us, each and every one of us, are vibrating. There's nothing standing still on the planet, in the universe. This table is vibrating. There are atoms in our bodies. Our bodies are vibrating at a humongous pace. Amen. And let me tell you something. You will find that the way you vibrate, if you're a vibration and you've got a vibration of negativity, and you're negative and you're frowning, your head's down. Have you heard birds of a feather? What do they do? Why? You attract, like attracts like. And you will attract negative people into your life. So now when you say, oh, I can't make it, they say, yeah, you can't. They agree with you. Why would you want somebody that is negative to hang around with when you're negative? You want someone who's positive who can help you get out of the funk.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all